Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction here on Lipson, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show all over the world. And, you know, it's kind of very interesting where we're going, just meaning the virus cases continue to go up, and we're definitely not out of the woods yet, and possible restrictions are happening in all over the country again. But again, as I said, it's the same old for me, because of everyone needs to shift to online if they want their business to be thriving. But I'm excited to welcome to the program my co-host, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And our guest, again, is going to bring an unbelievable topic, truth just below the surface. Right, Wynn?
Absolutely, Neil. Okay, so I'm Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD, and I'm bringing you another exciting podcast. Back some time ago, we added investigative journalism to our program, which has been running continuously for over 20 years. In the months since we started adding truth just below the surface, we have covered a number of different issues, including the truth about the treatment for the world's most significant illness, which is addiction, the value and necessity of finding your purpose in life, what to do about international criminals who prey on people using romantic scams, the most dangerous food additive in the world, the significance of near-death experiences, and many other issues. Now, in this podcast concerning the coronavirus pandemic, we go beneath the surface to give you a third, yes, this is the third, alternate treatment plan to stop it. This is an exclusive interview with Dr. Mark Hayden, MD, a licensed graduate of the University of Alabama School of Medicine. He's a practicing physician and a scientific investigator. We have done 5 previous podcasts with him, and I would highly recommend that you listen to all of them. You can do that by going to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. Now let's get on with the show. Mark, it's great to have you on the show again today. How are you doing?
I feel great.
Okay. This program is going to talk about Pfizer's announcement that they have a vaccine ready to go very shortly, which has a 90% efficacy, or being able to work at a 90% level. Now, let's start by you telling us what exactly that means.
Well, Pfizer came out with an announcement that dramatically moved the entire stock market. They made an announcement saying that it was a huge breakthrough, a lot of fanfare. And they said that a vaccine, there was evidence that a vaccine may effectively prevent COVID-19. But there wasn't a lot of fanfare about that inoculation has already been proven effective far more than 90%. What we know is that 99.9% of people who are exposed to COVID in a natural type infection and expose their digestive tract have immunity. Now, we might say for most people that does getting a natural infection is terrifying. The reality is, though, if you get a natural infection of your digestive tract, you have little or no symptoms. But if you inhale it and get the alveolar version of infection, it can be very sick, very, very toxic and deadly. So inoculation's been there all along, but it didn't receive any fanfare, and it didn't change the stock market. That question is, we know that inoculation is 99% effective when it's done to the GI tract. and that it has almost far, far less side effects than taking an IM vaccine.
Okay, Mark, so in one or more of your previous programs, you explained this in detail. Most people listening won't know what inoculation is all about, so they need to go back and listen to your previous previous programs, right?
That's correct. That's exactly right.
Okay, so Pfizer announced 90% effectiveness rate. What did the CEOs of Pfizer do immediately after making that announcement?
Well, like any smart businessman, and I certainly don't blame him for being a smart businessman, he sold 60% of his stock while it was pumped up, which was a smart move.
Okay, so Pfizer is a for-profit corporation. They are most interested in making money. And we need to take this into account when we think about their announcement.
That's exactly right. And in all fairness, if I was a Pfizer stockholder, I would want them to make money too. And that's really what we pick out our CEOs of for-profit businesses is to make a profit.
Now, Mark, the thing is that what do you see? How many years could it take to do a vaccine like this that would be effective or the one with the shot?
Well, it comes out quite quickly that there's not going to be any 50 or 100 million Pfizer vaccines available within the next 3 to 4 months. And if you look at the exposure curve, the case curve, let's just look at the case curve. We're already hitting 160,000 a day. I anticipate that people are not going to give up their Christmas and Thanksgiving. Probably by the end of the year, we're going to be hitting 500,000 to 1 million a day in cases. And actual exposures will be going 4 to 5 million exposures to 10 million exposures per day. So I think we're going to pretty much burn this virus out in the next 3 to 4 months before any widespread vaccines are available.
Mark, what defines a case? Is a case mainly defined on a laboratory test, which may or may not be a false positive?
It is very true. It is defined as a public health department reported presence of either the RNA from a PCR test or the antigen from a rapid antigen test being present from the virus in the mouth. It's very much like this. If I took some of the virus and sprayed your mouth with it, and then I do an antigen test or a PCR test, that is going to be positive, and that positive report is going to be reported. Now, it doesn't mean that the virus is actually even still alive, but in most cases, the vast majority of cases, we can consider for all practical purposes a case to be a respiratory infection of the alveolus, which is being breathed up to the mouth. So in most instances, a positive antigen or a positive PCR indicates that somebody has the respiratory version of an alveolar lung infection of COVID. That's the kind you don't want to get. Now, what we're seeing is that these case rates are going way up, but our case rates now, I think at one point yesterday, hit like 160,000 a day. That is far higher than they have ever been case rates in a single day. Death rates are still 1,000, 1,200, so.
So is it still a high death rate, Mark?
The death rate to case rate keeps going down.
How much more?
We're at about 1 in 100. Or less than 1 in 100. Now, Sweden, which has a lower overall death rate per million and had no severe lockdowns, Sweden has a 1 in about 400 death rate to case rate, which is very close to the flu. So Sweden does have a huge second wave of cases, but their death rate to overall case rate is getting about the what it is in a flu. You're going to see that in the United States. You're going to see our death rate to case rate fall down from about what was 1 in 50 earlier in this year to 1 in probably 200 by December, or 1 in 250 or 1 in 300 by January. And probably by February, the death rate will be, death rate to case rate will be 1 in 1,000. So even if you had 10 million cases in a single day, and that's really not possible because I don't think we can actually do that many checks. But if you even had that many cases, the actual death rate to case rate is going to be at or below flu.
Mark, when we see on a daily basis on Good Morning America and other stations, them promoting the case rate is going up tremendously and the number of COVID deaths are going up and everything. Give me your opinion and impression of why that is going on when a bunch of that information is false.
Well, what they do is they like to play with numbers. And they like to use numbers as a means for justifying control of other people's lives and their behavior. And what we see is that you can take one number out of context and then you can justify the narrative. And really, I think a lot of this is called controlling the narrative. Let's look at the Pfizer announcement. When they said, Pfizer said, this is a victory for innovation, science, and a global collaborative effort. Doesn't that sound great for biotech? An innovation, science, and global collaborative effort. But if you look at India, their case rate to death rate is 1/5 of the United States. And this is a country that doesn't use hardly any Eastern European or US big science stuff. They use basically basic health stuff. They are not considered cutting edge, and yet their death rate to overall case rate is actually about 1/5 of the United States. And if you look at India, guess what? They're on the downward curve. They are not shutting down their economy. And in fact, what they're doing is their actual overall death rate continues to fall at this point. So this idea that all the Wall Street and all this great science is going to somehow save us from the big bad COVID, that's pretty much an exaggeration. Let's just put it that way.
You said, I believe, that the average daily death rate in the United States is about 7,000 per day. And tell me if I'm wrong, but that includes COVID accidents and everything else.
That's exactly right.
But the daily death rate attributed to COVID, and we've discussed this on other programs, you can get a COVID death just because you got a positive test, which doesn't mean that you died from COVID, which was about 1,500 a day. So, you know, that makes COVID a lot less scary than you would get by listening to what they have to say on the daily news.
That's exactly right. So if you compare today versus a year ago,
right,
no more than 20% of the deaths that occur today compared to a year ago will even be associated with a positive COVID test.
Okay. Now, here's my whole thing hearing that is that, would those people have died, Dr. Mark, if they did not contract the virus, the ones that have comorbidities?
They certainly would have most of those had 90, over 90% of those people had multiple other diseases and had very short life expectancies. Keep in mind, the average death age of death is 80 years old. If you're 80 years old and COVID doesn't get you, chances are something else is. So these are not healthy people in their prime. Now, one of the things that the media will do is when you have 1,200 deaths a day, is they will pick out the youngest person who looks the healthiest, and they will put a picture of them on TV. Well, I would bet that you're not allowed all the personal health information on those young, healthy looking people. And they will use that isolated case to put fear that anyone, even the healthiest of people, is at high risk for dying. That's just not accurate.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And so what they want to do, they rationalize that by saying that if they don't put the fear of death into ordinary people, they won't wear their mask. And to themselves, they say, well, we must put fear of death in all people, young and old and healthy, so that healthy people that are not anticipating death will wear a mask and not expose those that are more at risk. But what that does is that really ethically justified to put panic and fear and unrealistically in a younger healthy person just to persuade them to wear a mask? And, you know, I'm not their moral judge. Okay. So they do what they want to do. They follow an agenda.
Now, see, but yeah. And then I'm going to pass it back to Wynn. Is I think Wynn, the problem is that certain people think they're bulletproof. And if we're people that don't have comorbidities or maybe, you know, have maybe a little bit of a slight thing, they're bulletproof. They're not going to follow these things because it's their life. People go to McDonald's and kill themselves by eating fast food all the time, or they're obese, which our country is so obese. And that's probably why our rate is so high of deaths we have more deaths for COVID-19 is because how we take care of our health versus other countries where people don't have the luxuries that Americans have. To overeat, to have what they need to eat, to be able to overindulge in alcohol, all the things when you talk about and addictions that are much more in the Western world, meaning Europe and the United States versus third world countries or countries that are not to this level of decadence and extravagance and overindulgence.
Neil, right along those lines, I've seen a lot of people that were middle-aged that have positive PCR tests or positive rapid antigen tests. I do see a lot of young men who go out drinking, either with a few friends or at a bar, and they will acquire COVID. And especially among the men I see, that acquire COVID while they're drinking 4 or 5 drinks of alcohol, they can get a fatigue syndrome that might last a week or two. And that fatigue is unpleasant. They feel tired. They don't want to get out. And they're really, some of them are too tired to work for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks. Most of that I see is a lot of times associated with alcohol binging at the time in which people are exposed to COVID. And I think if people do decide to meet for Thanksgiving, they shouldn't be binging on alcohol. And hey, Pfizer could have announced that if we're all vegetarians, we will be healthier and have less heart disease and all these other issues. But Pfizer didn't, because that doesn't sound like it's a wonderful global thing. Collaborative effort for science and innovation. And that type of announcement does not rock the stock market or make hundreds of billions in profits. So it is ironic that a country like India, which is, I'm not trying to which uses a vegetarian-based lifestyle, people have more exercise, they're closer to their ideal body weight, that they have about one-fifth the overall death rate, and their death rate is going down compared to a very advanced modern society like the United States. So, you know, it's not about, now there are a lot of people in our society, they would not even be alive if we had the same medical practices as India. India does not keep a lot of very, very frail people alive. They don't practice dialysis for the poor. If people have renal failure in India, they generally die. They're not placed on dialysis. We have a lot of borderline, very, 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 very sick people that are one foot in the grave. And my father used to say, some people have a foot in the grave already. Those people were at great risk. And a lot of the people who died in the first wave, they were vulnerable people. And I'm sure they're missed. But even when they went to die, the tragedy is we did not have a way. They died alone, a lot of them. If you look back on the people who died in the first wave in a nursing home, how sad it was for them to die without a friendly face. That's the tragedy of their life. And their family members will never forget that. It's devastating. And that causes, that's worse than dying, is to die alone. It's tragic beyond just the numbers.
Mark, I would like to kind of summarize and getting ready to close the program. Over the months, we have broadcast two additional ways that you can perhaps not get COVID, or if you do, not die from it. And that would be hydroxychloroquine and increasing your immune system by using zinc, vitamin D, melatonin. And the people can go back to those programs and find out what you can do. The third thing is what Mark has been talking about, which is inoculation of your GI tract. And to find out about all those things, you need to go back to the podcast and review Mark's five programs. So here's three ways that you can actually do something. And I would just like to ask Mark to close the program by telling the people that are listening, is there anything specific that you would advise them to do other than what I just talked about?
Well, getting not just you, but involving your physician and learning at some of these issues. As a physician, I know a lot of the information I'm exposed to is only what is going to be approved by the medical industry. And the medical industry is really controlled for profit in this country. It's up to the individual to learn as much as they can about their own health and their own body, and involve their physician in information that they find effective and interesting. Discuss all these things with your doctor. And Libsyn, your website, has a lot of information that a lot of your physicians will never see because it is not about for-profit driven. So I encourage your listeners to go to your website and look at some of the things we've already talked about very candidly. Take the zinc, take Pepcid, certainly if you think you're getting an acute infection. Take melatonin, take vitamin D. All of those are non-prescription and do not require even a physician's cooperation. You can get that yourself. Be healthy. Don't drink alcohol when you're meeting new people. And above all, don't live your life in fear. Enjoy every day as a blessing and thank God for every blessing you've got. And your life is a gift from God. It is not the gift from Wall Street.
Absolutely. Mark, thank you for another exciting podcast. And you know, my mission is to spread the message that there's a cure for all addictive behaviors. My book, Freedom from Addiction 3, is available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. And if you meet three simple criteria, everybody gets well. And I have two free resources where you can start your journey. The first is the link to my podcast, which we talked about. It is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, Libsyn, no capitalization, no spaces. And you can also hear about my treatment program for addiction at www.revwinhendersonmd.com. And so with that, we're going to close. And Neil, thank you very much for helping us with this program. And Mark, thank you for the expertise that you bring to this series of podcasts.
Yeah, and I'm excited to announce when that Mark will be starting his own podcast regarding just doctors' point of view for COVID-19. That'll be starting soon, and we'll have to give a plug out sometime on your podcast to tell, but it's really exciting that he'll just break down little chunks of everything of the news regarding COVID-19 that will really be something that's the truth, not just fiction.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Okay, guys, that was the Neil Haley Show's simulcast with Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface. Take care, guys.
Thank you.